Hachette Audio presents Zombie Gladiator, written by Darren Chan, read by Emma Galvin. Then, zombies ripped Becky Smith's heart from her chest and turned her into an undead, brain-munching beast. But several months later, she recovered her senses and became a revitalizer, a rare member of the undead who could think and control her cannibalistic urges. Death was far harder for Bee than life had ever been. First, she was held prisoner in an underground complex with a pack of teenage revitalizers. With the exception of Bee and one other, Rage, they were all fried by soldiers with flamethrowers when a killer clown invaded the complex and started a riot. Bee broke free of the underground lair and found a London she barely recognized. Zombies had taken over. The few humans she crossed paths with all seemed as vicious as their undead foes. A hunter called Barnes and his posse slaughtered zombies for fun. A rifle-packing group on the HMS Belfast opened fire on anything that came within range, while the deranged clown and his mutant army spread terror and carnage wherever they set foot. She finally found refuge in County Hall, a massive building behind the London Eye. A century-old zombie, Dr. Oystein, had set up base there and was offering sanctuary to any revitalized who asked it of him. He had also recruited a few humans, such as Billy Burke, Bee's former teacher, and Riley, a soldier and one of her captors in the underground complex. Dr. Oystein believed he was on a mission from God. He said that the clown Bee had encountered, the chilling and crazy Mr. Dowling, worked for